I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root 1 hour from now. I'm so excited. Also, we'll get a chance to visit with Dale Bellis, bottom of the hour. A lot of you, now that the kids are back in school, you're starting to look ahead. You're looking ahead to 2019. The prospects of Obamacare, not good. Many believe that Obamacare will collapse of its own weight. And there are those that honestly believe we need to find another way. And I don't mean one-size-fits-all government-mandated health insurance. We'll talk with Dale Bellis coming up bottom of the hour. Jim Marchant is in Northern Nevada, even as we speak, getting ready for the fourth annual Basque Fry coming up on Saturday. And a reminder that on many of these network stations, we'll be broadcasting live from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We'll have the speeches. We'll have interviews with dignitaries. It's going to be a fun time. I'm really looking forward to it. Anytime we get invited to the Corley Ranch, and they roll out the red carpet for us, it's always a fun deal. We had so much fun last year, didn't we? Rico Waller and Megan and all kinds of folks. But we're going to be joined by the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, and a whole bunch of other folks. So if you're listening in Hawthorne or in Pahrump or in Battle Mountain or Ely or Reno, Sparks, Carson City, you'll be able to hear this great broadcast coming up on Saturday morning, and I'll be with you live. And I'm always excited, because whenever I go to Northern Nevada, I always stay at the Carson Nugget with my buddy Dean DeLillo. And he always makes us feel so welcome. And so thanks to the folks at the Carson Nugget. They're really good people. Okay. I want to get into this fallout from the Michael Cohen plea bargain. So remember, there's no discovery. There are no witnesses. It's just Michael Cohen admitting that he did some bad stuff. And in the case of this plea bargain, it's exactly what Robert Mueller said he did. That's what's interesting. But I want you to hear from Richard Goodstein. He's a former Hillary Clinton advisor. Was on with Jason Chaffetz yesterday. And he warned Democrats. And again, this is a guy that is a flaming liberal. He warned. This is cut six, by the way. The Democrats should be careful about Trump after this Michael Cohen plea deal. There are a lot of Democrats jumping up and down, screaming impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Richard Goodstein has a little bit of a different approach.
Donald Trump took a step backwards yesterday in terms of his viability politically. I think Democrats who are pouncing on this are making a huge mistake. And in fact, there's a reason that Nancy Pelosi and others have said to candidates running, this is not the card you're playing. You want to talk about the fact that Republicans will take away pre-existing condition coverage and others that impeachment should absolutely not be one
of them. And I think you're right, because I think this is distraction. Democratic leadership, and I don't see him talking about any issues. But I see like Mike Quigley, who's actually a respectable member of the Democratic Party, saying, impeachment. And that's what I think is concerning here. But one of the
issues, not alone, but
and
I think
no
that's
doubt
mistake.
It was not necessarily a good list of advisors. But to say that it's everybody in his orbit is a little bit much,
well,
too.
A lot of people. We haven't had a president since Richard Nixon who had people who now criminals. They're not suspects. They're not people who are under. These are people that have either pled guilty, been found guilty. That's unusual. Sorry.
Well, the people closest to this plea bargain are Michael Cohen and Michael Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis. And Lanny Davis, this is cut eight, was on with Martha McCallum last night. Don't know if you caught this. But got into a debate with Martha McCallum about whether Stormy Daniels' payment was a campaign expenditure. Now there is a difference. This was, somebody paid for this. Was it paid for out of campaign funds? The indication is no, it was not. Now, that's something that a forensic auditor could probably tell you in about a nanosecond. Where did the money come from? Whose account was the check written on? But this was Lanny Davis last night with Martha McCallum debating whether the payment was indeed a campaign expense.
I want to go to the larger question of whether or not it was a campaign finance violation. You seem to be assuming that it was. Michael Cohen said it was. But others are saying that there's no way to connect the two in a clean, direct way.
Well, I don't know who's called others, but let me at least start.
Well, let me just quote somebody for you then, and then I'll let you answer. Former Election Commission Chairman Hans von Spakovsky said this is not a violation because this was not a campaign-related offense. This is the former head of the FEC Commission. He says Cohen pled guilty to it. Cohen paid it, but then Cohen was reimbursed by Trump, and a candidate can spend as much of their money as they want to on their campaign.
Okay, well, it's perfectly appropriate for someone who doesn't know facts to disagree with federal prosecutors who investigated the facts, and I respect anybody's opinion. But there's only one law. There aren't two laws. And the law doesn't make a distinction between money that comes from a campaign that is for the principal purpose of politics, which is what the prosecutors found. There's no distinction between, as Mr. Trump said, campaign funds or personal funds. Both are subject to one, limits, and two, disclosure. Neither of those occurred for the very reason that Mr. Trump didn't want anybody to know about $130,000 of hush money to Ms. Daniels. And he asked Mr. Cohen, according to the prosecutor's words, yeah, that Mr.
Lanny,
Cohen
you make read. It sound like it's very easy to make that connection. And we saw that Michael Cohen pled that there was a connection. In fact, you said yesterday that he used the exact words that the prosecutors told him to use in terms of at the direction of the president. Those payments were made to influence the campaign of 2016. So those are the words that Michael Cohen used when he pled guilty. If he had not agreed to use those words, would he have been able to get the sentence that he got or have made this plea at all? Or was it incumbent upon him using those words?
Well, let's talk about the facts behind the words. I don't know what would have, could have, should have been. There was no deal. He got no lower jail time. He's going to jail. He pled guilty.
It sounds to me like Michael Cohen was coerced into saying something. You know, that's why so many people, myself included, are incredibly skeptical of federal prosecutors, that they aren't really seeking the truth. They're looking for something else. I'm going to open up our phone lines now because I think a lot of you lack confidence in the FBI, in the Mueller probe, and I think a lot of us are incredibly skeptical, which really is so incredibly sad. I'm going to open up our phone lines, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, the innocence or guilt of Michael Cohen, he has pled guilty. But the big question is, did he act on his own? Did he act at the behest of the president? And we're still waiting on that one. Stick around. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at MorningInNevadaPAC.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group formed the Real Chambers. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please Join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's day.
7 nights Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Great to have you with us. So you will know what the other side is doing. And I think this is vitally important. And I hope and pray that the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party are mindful of what's going on the other side. Beginning today, UNR, they are to register thousands of students during Welcome Week at UNR, including a big deal today during the opening ceremony, 12:30 till 2:30 at the University Quad. This is the Tom Steyer Group, and over the next couple of weeks, Next Gen is what they call themselves, are going to be registering and engaging students as they arrive on campus. This is beginning the Welcome Week. And just so we all know what this means, is they are trying to gum up the works with students. The Parkland, Florida folks, you know? David Hogg. And according to NextGen Nevada, they have already registered over 4,000 young Nevadans. They have added 4,000 young Nevadans, 18 years old and up. And just a thought, when I ask people I know, I will ask Jim Marchant, who is a rising star for the Nevada Republican Party. He's an assemblyman from District 37 running for re-election. He'll be with us up in northern Nevada, up at the Corley Ranch. But I keep asking myself the question, what are we doing to counter this? And I don't know that I've heard a good answer. I know that the RNC has a tremendous amount of technology that they have parachuted in to Nevada that candidates right now are using. But during Welcome Week up at UNR, for instance, is there a counter group? Is there a Republican group that's registering young voters and engaging young voters? I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know about it, and it's going on, and maybe the young Republicans up there are doing a bang-up job, and I'm sure they are. But just a quick note that this is what the other side is doing. Tom Steyer is investing millions of dollars into Nevada to make sure that that Nevada is blue in November. We'll see if it works. Also, did you see the news? And I don't know if you've been able to see any of the new videos that the RJ has put up. Man, I tell you, it's scary. what happened the night of 1 October. I mean, and you know what? Time and again, you see the cops doing extraordinary things. You see Metro Police. Now, yeah, there are examples that are disappointing. But by and large, you look at what the cops and the founders did, and just plain citizens did, on 1 October. It is nothing short of incredible. Now the story, this from Associated Press. An Arizona man who sold ammo to the gunman in 1 October has been charged in Nevada with engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And a lot of these are the people we need to get off the street big time. These are the people. The indictment, by the way, was filed yesterday against Douglas Haig. It doesn't mention his sales to the shooter, who we still do not name. It's by design. It's because we're not going to give him, even in death, another 15 minutes of fame. But he killed 58, wounded 500. In a separate case in Arizona, according to a manufacturing armor-piercing bullets. Apparently, some of the bullets found in that suite on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. It has Haig's fingerprints on it. So he's in deep trouble. Don't know what other charges will be brought against him, but my guess is there will be more. Now, coming up, for most of you, the kids are already off to school. Some of you will be going back to school next week. The colleges obviously are getting back in business. And that means a lot of you are thinking about healthcare. The kids have been for their physical, and a lot of you are looking ahead to 2019. You know that rates are increasing all across the state. The options are limited. Is there a better way of approaching the health care of you and your family? We're going to talk about that. Dale Bell is my buddy from Liberty HealthShare will join us. And don't forget Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour. It's all coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. We had planned on visiting with our buddy Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. He's under the weather today. Filling in, pinch hitting, is the communications director for Liberty Healthcare, Matt Bellis, and he joins us. Matt, first of all, welcome aboard. Good to have you on, man.
Thank you so much. And yes, if it's any consolation, Dale and I both at least sound the same.
You do? Oh, my yeah. God. Are you sure this isn't Dale just playing a trick on us?
No, it's not a joke, not at all. No, we are related. I'm actually his son.
Oh, there you go. Let me ask you, because I've been getting a lot of inquiries just in the last couple of weeks with folks sending their kids back to school. They're starting to look ahead to 2019. They realize that the cost of health insurance is going up. That the premiums are going up, the deductibles are going up, and people are saying that they just can't afford it. Now, with the penalty on the individual mandate going away, a lot of folks are starting to look for an alternative. let me just ask you, in general, is this a nationwide trend, just something I'm experiencing here in Nevada, or is this nationwide?
Honestly, your story is the same story that we get from everywhere that we see in the United States, where people are, of course, going back to work, kids are back in school, people are becoming cognizant of their responsibilities again, and healthcare being one of them. And we still have an open enrollment time period that we have to adhere to. And so people are starting to think about that more and more and realizing what lies ahead for them within the realm of healthcare, whether they need to make a decision or not. And now's the time people are starting to look at things like healthcare sharing ministry as a way to take care of their health care bills. And why shouldn't they? It's a fantastic way of meeting their health care bills and taking care of their families.
Where did medical cost sharing come from? When did it begin? Can you give us a little historical perspective on it?
Sure. There was a pastor out in Ohio who had an incident. It was a car accident that his family was involved in, and unfortunately he lost his wife and daughter in it. But he and his sons were left with a large amount of health care expenses and bills that they couldn't pay. The local community in that area heard about what had happened to their dear brother in Christ, and they said, we need to help and provide for this pastor. And so they did. They rallied around. They sent checks and cards and well wishes and tried to support that family as best they could. And in a very short amount of time, less than a month, he had all of the money that he needed to pay for all of his medical bills and then some. And that was the moment the light bulb went off and said, this is how the true body of Christ should respond to whenever somebody is in need. And so thus began the origins of healthcare sharing, and we're just a continuation of that vision, and we're here to make that tradition available and affordable for all.
Okay, I want to ask you, because I get a lot of questions from people, because Dale and I talk on a regular basis. They have radio commercials that air not just here, but a lot of places, and they hear about medical cost sharing, they hear about Liberty Health Share, and they say, am I eligible? Is this like a credit union where you have to be military or you have to be religious or whatever it might be? Who is eligible to be a part of Liberty Health Share?
Well, and it's fascinating that you use the word eligible, because really the way that we look at it is we want to say, is it a right fit? Because the one thing that has happened with the bureaucratization of healthcare is that the one-size-fits-all model has been imposed on us, and we're here to say, no, people are different. Everybody has individual needs or wants or desires of what they want to do, and instead of thinking whether you're eligible for something, you should actually ask yourself, am I the right fit? Does this? Am I a good person? A person that would be good fit for healthcare sharing? And does healthcare sharing fit in my life? If you're somebody who is there to take responsibility for your healthcare, if you're there for somebody who wants to be in charge of your healthcare, if you're tired of being told by non-affected third parties to tell you where you can go, what you can do, what you can be a part of. If you're tired of that, that's a good opportunity to look at healthcare sharing. So I would just suggest to anybody who is looking at a way for taking care of their healthcare, if they're interested in healthcare sharing, instead of asking, am I eligible, they should say, am I a good fit? Because frankly, healthcare sharing is not for everybody. A large amount of people in the country are going to find it to be a perfect fit for who they are and what they do. But you really need to take control of your healthcare, get out of the system, and realize, is this a good fit for me?
I want to ask you, because one of the things, and I didn't know this originally about Liberty Health Share, is that you actually want to help people be healthier. And if people do come to you with high cholesterol, obesity, maybe they abuse alcohol or they abuse drugs or cigarettes or things like that, that you've got programs within Liberty Health Share, am I right, that actually help people?
Right. Well, it's just like Dale would usually say, is that the current healthcare model in this world, it's not a healthcare model, it's a sick care model. And so with Liberty, we're trying to change that and say the best ways to prevent sickness is to take charge of your health care and to make decisions that improve your health. And so if you are a smoker, if you have type 2 diabetes, if you struggle with obesity, if you're somebody that can, their lives can be affected by the individual choices that you make, we have programs called Health Track that somebody can be a part of. It's an extra $80 cost to be a part of Health Track along with your share amounts with Liberty Health Share. But you're assigned a health coach, and you are you set personal goals and standards for yourself so that whenever you meet those goals and standards, then you can graduate from Health Track and be a good member of Liberty Health Share. But we recognize that not everybody is going to come to us in perfect health, so we want to provide a way, help somebody to get to that place where they want to be with their health.
Well, and the other thing that I really love about this, and I know so many people, you probably know people the same way, that feel like they are all alone in their battle, whether it be trying to quit smoking, whether it be their type 2 diabetes. But this is a great opportunity to say, hey, you are not in this alone. You've got all of these members that are sharing and that are praying for you. I think that in and of itself is amazing.
Yeah, God made us really to be social creatures, didn't he? And he really wants us to be involved with each other's lives. And some people might have a problem with that. But frankly, if you're trying to get to be in a better place, what better way than to have a coach who's standing behind you and a community who's rooting for you to say, you can do this, you can make it happen, we believe in you, we've got the whole systems in place to make that happen. And so it's great to be a part of a community that actually wants you to be in a better position than you are.
And I'm not sure if you have access to the number, but you've helped tens of thousands of people, but I mean, just in sheer weight, people that have lost weight via this program is incredible.
Yeah, I don't have the number on me. That's something that I would have to pull up. But we're talking tons.
Yes, yes.
Of pounds lost. This is no small feat. But you know, whenever you've got somebody who's helping you through that process, you can set those goals and make that happen. And yeah, if it is tons that are being lost, at least it's being lost for the right reason.
Indeed, Matt Bellis. No, it's not Dale Bellis. It's Matt Bellis, communications director for Liberty HealthShare, joining us. The one question I get more than anything is, how do I start? I mean, how do I find out if this is right for me? How do I begin the process?
Yeah, go to the website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and go to the homepage, and you'll find options to our programs. You'll be able to request a free decision guide. Go ahead and request that decision guide and see what this is all about. See if it works for you. If it's something that you want to be a part of, we just welcome you with open arms and want you to be a part of our community. But take those steps. Realize this isn't insurance. This isn't third-party pay. I'm going to have to take some responsibility for my health care. But within that responsibility, there's a great amount of freedom. And we welcome anybody and everybody to join.
I know price is a major factor for a lot of people. It's pricing people out of the health care market. But when I look at the share amounts and the, I mean, just the difference. I know people that are paying $1,000, $1,200 a month just in premiums. You've got an answer for that, do you not?
Yeah, we have our share amounts, and every single month a member would give their share amount to another member who is in need. $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three in a family. And so that share amount gets shared with another member who is in need, somebody who is out there who has had an issue. That money goes to them directly, and likewise, whenever you have an incident, that those share amounts come to you whenever you have a medical bill. And then whenever you do have a medical expense, we have what we call our annual and shared amount. That's $1,000 for an individual, $1,500 for a, $1,750 for a couple, and $2,250 for a family. So that's the amount of money that you would pay before sharing begins. So a lot of people find that to be a good price for them. We just ask that people come take a look to see if that's something that fits their pocketbooks.
Matt, one of the things I've said, and I've told Dale this many, many times, that I believe the best healthcare system is only as good as our ability, my ability, to get in and see a doctor. Do doctors like Liberty HealthShare?
Many doctors have told us that they prefer the freedom that they receive whenever they're working with Liberty HealthShare. They love working with Liberty HealthShare members. They are people who are concerned about their health. They're self-conscious about their health. They guide their health, and they want to do everything they can to help support and save the community money. And so when a doctor hears about that, they want to do all they can to help that member navigate the healthcare system, get them in better health, and the billing and processing times and periods of reimbursing a doctor, doctors have a wonderful time with it. So we're glad that so many doctors are pleased with Liberty HealthShare, and we just want to continue those relationships.
In our final 90 seconds, Matt, I want to just ask, because this is the question I get asked a lot, and that is, okay, I sign up, I'm approved, I become a member, I get sick. I need to go to a doctor. I need to go to the hospital. What happens then?
Whenever you go to the doctor or hospital, you simply share your Liberty HealthShare membership card that directs the doctors where to send bills and where things go. Go and get better. That's the biggest thing that we want you to know. When you go to the doctor or hospital, show your card, that's it, then go get well. You can go through steps to make sure that you're receiving proper care, and we try to help guide people through that, but we're concerned about you and your health, so get better. But when you go to the doctor, just show your card. And then whenever it comes time to share in our medical bills, then we can work through that. But it's a very simple, easy process.
And again, that first step again?
Go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Sign up for a free decision guide. You'll receive that in the email. And let's just see if this is right for you.
I love it. I love it. Matt, now I'll be honest with you. I think it's Dale. I really think it's Dale. Just put one over on it. But Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, give our best to your dad, would you please? Tell him to get well soon.
I will.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
There you go. That's Matt Bellis. I think it might be Dale Bellis. I really do. I have a feeling this whole I'm sick thing is just a crock. Nah, I think he may be fibbing on that. That sounded an awful lot like Dale Bellis. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Thursday. We are just minutes away from Wayne Allen Root War Now. That's coming up live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I can't wait. Saturday, the Basque Fry, the fourth annual Basque Fry. Kellyanne Conway, Dana Lash, Devin Nunes, who's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. It's going to be so much fun. No, it really honestly is. Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor. What an amazing story he tells. And the weather's supposed to be perfect. 90 degrees during the day, 59 at night. Out on the Corley Ranch, it's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, we'll be broadcasting on many of these stations beginning at 10 a.m. from the Corley Ranch, so make sure you're there. I want you to hear Lanny Davis. He is the attorney for Michael Cohen. And he was on with Martha McCallum last night, The Story, on Fox News Channel. And one of the things they talked about was the credibility problem that Michael Cohen faces.
Obviously, his credibility is a question. I mean, he lied about his taxes. He owes the U.S. government about $1.4 million in taxes, according to the prosecutor who spoke yesterday. He lied about the bank situation, about the taxi. So why should people take him at his word now?
Well, I wouldn't ask anyone to take him at his word. The prosecutors developed a case with evidence of members of his campaign. If you read the entire information put out by the prosecutors, mm-hmm. members of his campaign, members of the Trump Organization, all document that the money was paid right before the election, and the prosecutors brought charges that Mr. Cohen was motivated for political reasons to pay hush money, and that Mr. Trump is named as the person who directed, that's their word, and coordinated, that's their word. Now, you can argue about how jurors would come out. I completely agree with you. I never used the words cut and dried. I believe you did twice. I didn't. I said reasonable inference. Inferences can be debated. That's what juries are all about.
Okay, but the fact is that if any of these other cases come before a jury, this guilty plea stinks to high heaven. And is it really a search for the truth? I've got legal friends on both sides of that question. Some that defend prosecutors who go on a witch hunt. And I know the president has used that word a lot in referring to the Robert Mueller investigation. But the fact is, there are some prosecutors that are seeking truth. And there are others that are seeking convictions. They don't care if justice is served. I'll let you be the judge when it comes to this deal. Let's get to your phone call, see what's on your mind. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. You were speaking about them scumbag lawyers, Cohen, and that Avenatti guy also.
Yep.
But I wanted to bring up the lawyer who's representing that Mexican illegal who killed that girl in Iowa. I happened to see the footage was on Fox News, and here this attorney who's representing this illegal has an American flag tie on. I thought that was the most disrespectful thing to that family of that slain girl that I've ever seen. And you can tell he's a Democrat. And what I want to say about Democrats today are becoming an enemy of the American people, the true American people. And what you see, like with this new Cortez and the Bernie Sanders and all these young people going with these communists, I think it's absolutely disgraceful. And we need to put a stop to these people before the midterms.
Do you remember, and Brady, I'm glad you called, do you remember right after 9/11? Anybody with a Middle Eastern surname was flying an American flag out in front of their business, out in front of their house, from their apartment balcony, because they wanted you to be damn sure that they were patriotic. Wearing a flag tie does not make you patriotic. It's a nice symbolism. It's a nice gesture. But it doesn't make you patriotic. It sounds like the attorney went to Hair and Wardrobe and said, hey, I need something that is going to look really sympathetic for an illegal who may have killed a young woman. It's just sad. I mean, that whole thing for the entire family. So incredibly sad. Wayne Allen Root, he'll join us coming up next. It's all a part of our Thursday edition of Live and Local Now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.